I'd like to welcome you here today. We're glad you're here. At the end of the service today, I'm going to tell you why you're wearing red today, why I ask you. Daniel thinks he knows the answer today. I hope that over the next couple of days that you'll be sure and invite all your friends and family on Christmas Eve, especially those who are unchurched, who will probably not go to a service anywhere. And we'll have our candles, carols, and communion service right here, 6 o'clock. It'll be about a 40-minute service. We'll light the Christ candle, the last candle, the fifth candle. Y'all come on in, kids. Come on right over here. Right on over here. We'll light that last candle, and we'll celebrate communion together. And please let them know, some people are a little reticent about communion because they come from a tradition that has a closed communion. Our communion is open to everyone who's professed faith in Jesus. So please invite people to come. It will be a wonderful, wonderful time together. Over the next week, I also want to remind you that you're going to have a lot of opportunities to talk to people, an opportunity to share Jesus with them. I hope you'll do it. Now, at this time, I'd like for all the kids to come and join me right up here on the steps, right here. Come on. All you children, come on. All righty. How's everybody today?
Good. Great.
So good to see you. Okay. So good to see you. We're going to let little Lukey not join us today. I know he's hiding back there. Hey, Luke. Good to see you, buddy. Good to see you. All right. Well, today we're going to tell the fourth part of our Christmas story, okay? All right? Now, I need some help from you guys remembering what these candles were, the three that we've already lighted. What was the first one from the first week? It was the prophet's candle. And why did we light a candle for the prophets? The prophets told, we said, 425 different prophecies they told ahead of time that Jesus was going to be born. The next candle we lighted was what? The angel candles. Anybody know what angel means? Angels are the messengers of Jesus. That's what the word angel, or in Greek it's the word angelos. It means messenger, messenger. And we saw six different places where angels came and spoke the message of Jesus to people. All right, last week we lighted this candle. Oh, the shepherd's candle. That's right. And we lit that shepherd's candle. Why? That's right. The shepherds were the first ones that came to the nativity. They were there. They came and they worshiped Jesus. And the angels had invited them. Now, I told you ahead of time what this fourth one was going to be. Does anybody remember what it is?
Magi.
Magi, that's right. All right. And we're going to read that story today. Sometimes we call them the wise men. They came from the east because they saw the star. Let me read the story to you. Now, just to let you know ahead, on Tuesday night, Christmas Eve at 6 o'clock, we're going to have one more candle that's going to be in the middle. It's the Christ candle. That's right. That's right. That's right, Samuel. You know that. It'll be the biggest candle, and we'll bring the whole story together on Christmas Eve. But hear this story. Listen to it closely. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying. So we already know that the magi came after the shepherds. In fact, some think they came months later. Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. And when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Why do you think old Herod the king was troubled about a child being born? Yes, sir. He wanted to be the great king. That's right. So he thought he had some competition. So gathering together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he asked them, where will the Messiah be born? And they said, it says in the scripture, and we read that scripture several weeks ago, one of our prophet scriptures, that Jesus, it told in Micah, and this was written hundreds of years before Jesus was born. Where did it say Jesus would be born? Bethlehem. That's right. And so they read the scripture there. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah. Then Herod secretly called the Magi together, and he determined exactly when the star appeared, because they had seen the star in the heaven. Now, let me stop for just a moment. These Magi were, these men, they studied the stars. They looked at things. They were kind of like astronomers and astrologers combined. They looked at the star, but God had revealed to them. Now, next Sunday, during the 11 o'clock service, Brother Dusty's going to do a full message on this and explain all the details about this. But we're just hitting the highlights today of the story. So Herod wanted to know when the star had appeared. Why do you think Herod wanted to know that? So he'd know when that baby was born so he could go, so he could kill that baby and get rid of that baby. So he sent the Magi to Bethlehem. He said, go and search out carefully for the child and then come back and report to me that I may come and worship him. Do you think Herod was going to come and worship him?
No.
No. He was going to come kill him. That's what he wanted to do. So hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them and came and stood right over where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with a great joy. Man, they were. I just picture these guys in all these fine robes and all, just jumping up and down and praising God. And after coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother. It says they came into the house. They came into the house and they saw a child. So we know that they're not any longer in that stable. They're in a house now. So it's at least months later they've come. And they came and they brought three gifts. Does anybody know what gifts they brought? What gift?
Frankincense.
What else?
Gold.
Myrrh. And myrrh. Three and gifts. Smurf. Three gifts. Did you say a smurf? Jackson, you didn't say a smurf, did you?
A smurf is
okay. I thought I heard you say smurf.
A smurf is I don't think they
brought a smurf. But gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now, let me tell you why they brought those three gifts. Listen closely. Three gifts. Gold, because Jesus was the king. When you think of gold, you think of a king. The king that had stepped down out of heaven. God sent his son to be the savior of the world. Frankincense, because frankincense was this incense that they burned. In fact, they burned it at the altar of incense inside the temple. And what it was like prayers going up, being offered to the Lord. But that that incense, as they gave that gift of frankincense, was to show that Jesus came down from heaven to be the sacrifice. And then myrrh. Does anybody know what they did with myrrh?
It's a good smell.
Yes, a good smell. But what did they do with it? What did they use myrrh for? They used it to put around the body of somebody that had died. That's right, Jackson. That died. So so here we see the king, gold, frankincense. He came to be an offering, and myrrh, he was going to die in our place and be our Savior. You see that? Even their gifts showed the story of Jesus. Now, something happened. Something happened right after that. An angel came and warned Joseph to do what? Does anybody know? Anybody know?
To go away.
Go down to Egypt to get away, because Herod was going to come and kill. And what did Herod do? He sent his soldiers to do what?
Kill all the babies two and under.
That's right. All the babies two and under were killed. And in history, we call that the slaying of the innocents. It was a horrible thing. He did. But you see, the scripture says, it says he would be born in Bethlehem. He would come out of Egypt, and yet he would be called a Nazarene. And you see those three things, that doesn't make sense. But see, he was born in Bethlehem. He went down to Egypt. So when he came back, he came out of Egypt. And where did he grow up? The city of Nazareth. That's right. Okay. Do y'all understand that story? Isn't it a beautiful story? Now, Brother Dusty, at the end of the service today, I'm going to tell you why we're wearing red. And it's got something to do with the story. A lot to do with the story. Now, right now, I got a couple of you. I want you to come up here. Sam, if you and Will can slide over just a second. Chechi, come up here, baby. Come up here. Come up here and sit by Brother Dusty. I asked the children to draw pictures. Brother John's going to show those in just a little bit after we get through with this. But I want a couple of them to read that they drew pictures, and they wrote what Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas is. And so, Chechi, sit up here by me, baby. All right? I want you to read that, okay? Read what you wrote.
To me, Christmas means Jesus' birth and family. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. In the beginning, God knew that Jesus was going to be born. Gabriel, the angel of God, told Mary that she would have a baby and name it.
Thank you. All right. And somebody named Ellie May. No, that's Ellie Strickland. Come up here, Ellie. Y'all going to be on a therapist's couch one day. Here you go.
The true meaning of Christmas to me is the beautiful music, because it makes me feel happy and reminds me of the birth of Jesus. I love caroling in our neighborhood with our life group.
Amen. Amen. All right. Chitty Mom, come up here. Don't step on your sister. Okay. All right. Here, you can read yours.
To me, Christmas is about when Jesus was born. Christmas is also when Jesus' birthday is. That's how Christmas is important. Jesus saved us from all our sins. Christmas here is about loving, putting up lights, and giving presents.
Thank you, Chitty. Okay, now I call your attention to the screen now, and Brother John is going to show all the ones that we got from the children there. Okay? Y'all get where you can see it, okay? You can see it in the back or up here.
Up there.
All right. Let's pray together, okay? Thank you, Lord, for coming to be our Savior. Thank you for this beautiful story and for these beautiful children today who have helped us tell the story. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Up here on the second row, embarrass them a lot. And we've got some of our college people home. Alex, where's your girlfriend, son? On a cruise. Okay. And Michael, glad to have Michael home. And glad to have our football player, Mr. Justin. Don't squeeze them too hard today. You'll hurt somebody. Merry Christmas.